Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from the both of them every week. This week I'm in a bit of a romantic mood for one reason or another. It's not quite warm enough here in New York for the lower the top sort of thing, but it's getting there. In other words, this almost feels like fall again. And for me, autumn is a somber time, and I suppose that's why I'm in this mood. Most of today's music is soft, quiet, and beautiful. I hope you enjoy it. Let's start with a tune from a musical based on the amazing book, The Secret Garden. How Could I Ever Know? On New York Standard.
Oh, neighborhood, and that's no good. You're only misleading the sunshine I'm needing. Ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere, when love's to blame. So
Gerald, and before that, How Could I Ever Know, from the Secret Garden musical soundtrack. I love, I guess because I was a recording engineer in a different life, I love hearing outtakes, I love hearing sort of alternate versions and, you know, sort of mapping them up against other versions. And so This is somewhat of an unknown tune, frankly, but this is from that John Coltrane record, and I use the term loosely because it's not really a Coltrane record. It's on Bethlehem Records. They did an assemblage, if you will, of a series of players, and Coltrane was the biggest name on the bill. So they made it a Coltrane record. I think it was released in the late 90s. And I happened to pick it up in a used store, I want to say, or maybe in a discount bin somewhere. And it's really, really good. It's you've heard me play Tippin' off of that album and a few other tunes. But this, I was listening to it earlier in the week, and I said, yeah, I forget how good these other tunes are from this record. So this is The Kiss of No Return from quote-unquote John Coltrane on New York Standard.
Stand by. Kiss, take one.
There you go. Roll it.
Bye. Kiss, take one.
One. One, two, three. Oh.
Thank you. night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to feel that of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. Is still in my heart. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to
You know, I said it a few weeks back that you probably not a whole lot of, there aren't going to be a whole lot of shows where we won't have some Duke Ellington, and that was the Star-Crossed Lovers. That's off of the classic album, Such Sweet Thunder, a riff on Shakespeare, in fact. And before that, we heard Billy Eckstein with That Old Feeling. Love that song. Love it, love it, love it. And before that, we heard from Sonny Rollins and his tune Decision, and the block kicked off with The Kiss of No Return, the outtake from the Bethlehem Years. And I urge you to check that out. It's a real fine record. It really, really is. So I want to do a little bit of old music here. Vintage, let's call it that. All of this music, to a great extent, is vintage. Most of it's been made 50 years or more ago, which is a little funny to think, but it's true, and it is. Up next, Fats Waller, St. Louis Blues, on New York Standard.
So look, I think I'm gonna carry on now. I got W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues coming up.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman, If I Could Be With You, 1 hour tonight. Before that, we heard Squeeze Me, James P. Johnson, from the compilation of sorts called Snowy Morning Blues. And before that, we heard Fats Waller with his St. Louis Blues. I hope you're enjoying the show. There's a vibe to it. It's real. I'm digging it. Well, the next artist I have not played a whole lot of, and I have ebbs and flows of my... he's a font of information, a super talented guy, but he's not the guy that I go to immediately when I think of this space, this genre, whether you want to call it cabaret or standards or whatever, except for the fact that he's so bloody knowledgeable about the space because of his association with the Gershwins. Speaking of the Gershwins, here's two tunes from the Gershwins. First up, it's Michael Feinstein delivering his version, one of his couple of versions of Someone to Watch Over Me, and followed by a special, special treat, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Someone to Watch Over Me, Michael Feinstein, from his album, Nice Work If You Can Get It, on New York Standard.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain girl I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found her yet. She's the big affair I cannot forget. Only girl I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add my initial to her monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who will watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Thank you. far, she may be nearby. I'm promising hereby to my heart she'll carry the key. Won't you tell her all her love I will say? Someone to watch over me.
is Rhapsody in Blue, obviously. George Gershwin. That is a very special recording of that performance. That is from an album called Gershwin Plays Gershwin. And you may have heard of these over the years. Composers, in some cases, would do demo record, demonstration records that were never really intended to see the light of day, but would give an arranger, an orchestrator, an orchestra, or a singer, an idea as to what the composer and lyricist might have in mind. Well, that's not what that was. What that was a recording of Gershwin having played that song that way through a recording device that would pick up the you remember the player pianos. There are still some around. They're just not very common. The piano roll that you just heard is actually Gershwin playing and recording the piano roll. It may be better, in my mind, in some respects, than a recording of Gershwin from that era, because recording technology just was not where it is today, not even close, frankly. Not even in the same room, let alone stratosphere, frankly. But this was a really unique recording of Gershwin playing into this piano roll, and then an amazing. So what you just heard was George Gershwin playing Rhapsody in Blue, but it was as transcribed via a piano roll. So even, frankly, again, even more amazing than an actual performance of Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Really special. It's a whole album called Gershwin Plays Gershwin, The Piano Rolls, Volume 1. I think they did 2 or 3 in total, and really, really great stuff. Highly recommend. Well, I've got a special segment of tunes coming up that we're going to sort of close out the show with. You can't argue the song My Funny Valentine, even in July, or even in April, or even in December. And I don't care if it is February 14th or not. And this is a neat rendition by Michelle Pfeiffer from the Fabulous Baker Boys soundtrack. Enjoy this. It's a gem. My Funny Valentine, Michelle Pfeiffer, on New York Standard.
than a masterpiece, however famous it be. The portrait of Jeannie is etched on my heart, where her features have been sketched from the start. Ah, the color and beauty of life, and the glow of her spirit divine, all cast in heaven's own design, with the portrait of Jeannie. I never will part, for there isn't any portrait of Jeannie except in my portrait of Jeannie except in my heart. Thank you.
in a world of glitter and glow, in a world of tinsel and show. The unreal from the real thing, it's hard to know. I discovered somebody who could be truly worthy and true. Yes, I met my ideal thing when I met you. I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are, I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are, always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing, nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
I love Johnny Hartman. Goodness. I See Your Face Before Me from his album Songs from the Heart. In the scheme of things, I love the Coltrane record, and I love the album that he did with effectively Coltrane's quartet thereafter. But there's something about that Songs from the Heart record, another Bethlehem Records special, if you will. Before Mr. Hartman, we heard two renditions of Portrait of Jenny, Clifford Brown from the Clifford Brown with Strings record that you've heard me play that, and then Nat Cole doing his send-up or version of Portrait of Jenny. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Like I said, I'm feeling in a mellow, mild mood, so I wanted to bring some of that sort of music to you. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can at via email at nycstandard@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. I'm not managing the Twitter account for NY Standard so much anymore. I see it; it's there, but with my day job and other life responsibilities, I just don't have the time to build an audience there as well as here as well as da da da. So hit me up on my sort of primary Twitter account. It is the phonetic spelling of my last name. It is at Archimbault, and that is at ArshimBo. Again, I hope you really enjoyed this week's show. I think it was a nice way to kind of kick spring in gear. And again, my name is Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard.